psychologydouche.com پادکست مورد علاقه شما.
Thank you everybody for listening. This is Hadi Fathi and I am going to be talking about whatever I want to in this episode. All right? By the way, first off, I just wanted to tell you that I want to talk about myself. I want to talk about the way I see the world in this podcast, because that can help me feel better. And I believe it is not a bad idea to listen to me talk, because you have your own opinion, you have your own thoughts, and you can compare them with my thoughts. And I believe that's a great thing, right? First, I want to be talking about books, like what books are, how good or how bad they are, if books can help us out, etc., etc. So this episode is all about books. Are you ready? Yes, yes? Let's do it. So I think people keep talking about good books. People keep talking about great books. People talk about books that they've read, and those books help them change their lives. They talk about life-altering books. They talk about novels. They talk about self-help books. They talk about motivational books, and so on and so forth. And I believe there's nothing wrong with that. I myself have read a bunch of books recently, and I know for a fact that books can help you feel much better. Like, that is, of course, like, granted, books can help you out. There's nothing wrong with that. I believe if you can manage to read a book a week, I believe that can help you revolutionize the way you live, revolutionize the way you work, and revolutionize the way you think. There's nothing wrong with that. Problems arise when we think like reading books is like taking a shower, if you know what I mean. I mean, like, sometimes reading books can become your like routine, something that you might do on a daily basis, but you normally do not put enough efforts or thoughts into it. For example, when you take a shower, you do it in a perfunctory manner. You don't pay a lot of attention to what you're doing. It's already happening automatically. Like, since you've done it so many times, then you don't think about it. And that's the problem that I believe is, first, really annoying. Second, it can be deleterious. It can be very, very, very bad. Why do I think so? Let me tell you. Like, imagine you read a book. So when you read a book, of course, you're reading someone else's ideas, someone else's thoughts. So it's not as simple. Like, reading a book, of course, is not nearly as hard as writing a book. So the author apparently has put his or her blood, sweat, and tears into the book. And of course, a lot of experience, that's also a thing. And then you read the book, for example, let's say in like 2 hours or something of such, and then you think, all right, I just read the book and that's over. I believe that is very wrong. Indeed, that is like an egregious error. It is a terrible mistake that everyone can make. I believe when you're reading a book, you gotta take your time, think about what you're reading, and at the same time, you gotta have a healthy disrespect for authority. You gotta have that healthy disrespect, thinking, no, that's wrong. Why do you think like that? Who says that? Why? Like, is there any empirical evidence? Do we have, I don't know, a piece of solid evidence? Do we have someone else saying the same thing? Or is it just anecdotal and it cannot be trusted? I believe this can help us, first, hone our extra-linguistic abilities. I believe that's really important, because a lot of people, unfortunately and regrettably, never have the power and the competence to think about something and think about that thing analytically. That is really important. So what I'm trying to tell you, I do not know how well I have managed to express myself, but what I'm trying to do is, it is important what book to read. It's important, yeah, it's important who the author is, but I believe it is also as important, if not even more, it is as important who is reading the book. For example, there was a book, and let me tell you the name of the book. The name of the book is Sapiens, and I believe everybody knows about this book, because this book is one of the most popular book one of the most popular books these days, especially in almost all over the world, like in America, in the Middle East, and in Asia and Europe. Everybody's talking about this book. So this book is a great one, is honestly a masterpiece. And from a scientific standpoint, the book to a very good extent makes a lot of sense. So it is a book that I believe is the book has done something that we previously thought was mutually exclusive, like to be scientific and comprehensible. Like, you know, for example, normally when you read books that are very scientific, normally it is unfathomable for the vast majority of people. Like, people can't grasp because it's too scientific. But I believe Sapiens has done something that, to a very good extent, was unprecedented. So let's talk about the book. So the book is awesome. It's a great read. Bill Gates indeed said, this is a book that you can pick up, but you may not have the willpower to put it down. Which I believe makes a lot of sense, because I went through the same. I just experienced the same thing. Because the book is so riveting and so gripping. Once you pick it up, you open it up, and you read it, then you have that feeling of, let me go further, let me dig deeper, let me just read a couple of pages. And then you have that urge not to stop, which simply signifies the fact that the book is a masterpiece. The book is really cool. And I told you, scientific and understandable. So I read the book, at least I read the first few pages, and I was honestly flabbergasted. I was, to a very good extent, stunned and astonishing and astounded, because it was awesome. It was like the story of humankind, like the real one. I know the name of the book is also like a brief history of humankind, but this one was like, really, I was just going through the phases. I could see those people emerge and then become extinct, and it was honestly a very it was, to a very good extent, I believe, unbelievable and surreal. It was awesome. But I also know for a fact that a lot of people can read that book and feel nothing in particular. Like, they might read the same thing and feel nothing in particular. So that's why I believe the author matters. Of course, the book has got to be a good one, but I believe people who read those books are as important, if not more important. So what I'm trying to tell you is, when you're reading a book, whatever the book is, first, always make sure that you think about what you're reading. Do not swallow anything hungrily. Just think about it. Think about it and talk about it. And to others, I believe that can be really helpful. When you talk to others and you just have that wisdom exchange, I believe that can help you out tremendously. So first, do that. Second, I believe that's really important. As important, I believe, is the fact that when you read something, always make sure that you really pay attention to what is like in between the lines, because a lot of people just read the books. For example, there's also another book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving F. I believe everybody knows what I'm talking about, what book I'm talking about, The Subtle Art of Not Giving F. I believe Not Giving F. And this book is perfect. I mean, but when you read the title, I believe I've seen that a lot of people just check out the title and then misunderstand what the book is all about. I just saw that misinterpretation form. You know, I would like you to see that. The book A lot of people think and assume that this book is all about being apathetic and indifferent, don't care about anything, you better be ignorant. But the book is the exact opposite. The book says no. The book says, indeed, you gotta care about important stuff. That's true, non-negotiable. But the book also says you cannot care about everything in life. Like, that is beyond your control. You can control that because that is literally impossible. Like, how do you think you can control everything? How do you think you can care about everything? You can't care about 1,000 things simultaneously. And I believe it goes without saying. I believe it's just self-evident. The more you care about stuff, of course, the harder your life. But there are a few things that, of course, you can't be ignorant about. Despite the fact that there are a lot of people who are willfully ignoring, especially when it comes to really important stuff, but you cannot. But the book, the message, you know, at least the first chapter, the first 2, 3, 4 chapters are all about care about things that are really important. And also try to understand people who care about like unimportant things, like people who care about really little, negligible stuff, apparently lead really, I don't know, boring lives. And since that's like very stupid, you may not really relate to that, but you gotta at least try to understand them, because their lives may not be very interesting, and that's why they think that the way they think. So that's all about it. I hope you enjoyed this first episode. I'm going to record more, and we're going to talk even further. And I believe when you're driving, you're talking, when you're exercising, I believe you can listen to this podcast. And I'm really hoping this podcast can be of tremendous help. It's also good listening. I mean, if you are into honing your skills in terms of speaking, I believe this podcast can help you out. And also, I believe even further, I can tell you about my own experience. You can also tell me about your own experience. And I believe that is something really cool that we can all benefit from.